Galnet News, 1st of September 3302. We read Galnet News, and it's all about aliens. In this week's news, alien wreckage identified. Alien home system identified. Explorers warned about alien first contact. Meta alloys. They may be alien, but they're jolly useful. Alien wreckage identified. What appears to be the wreckage of an alien spaceship has been discovered on a moon in the Pleiades sector by Commanders Noctrach and Ihazovich, following a tip-off from a strangely inept pilot by the name of Otto Granger. A spokesman said that the wreckage has an eight-sided bit in the middle and other bits that look like pterodactyl wings. He also said that some other bits look like dinosaur bones. It's not expected that any further alien ships will be discovered until at least mid-October. Alien home system identified. The egg-headed, white-coated biscuit munchers at Canon Interstellar claim to have identified an alien home system using data decoded from unknown artifact transmissions. The data has been found to be descriptions of the planets the probes are orbiting, using Merope 5C as a reference. The previously mysterious pizza picture describes four characteristics as atmosphere, temperature, gravity, and radius. A fifth value appears to represent a distance to another star system. And by a process of triangulation, this star system is believed to be Col 70, Sector FYN, C21-3, which is in a permit-locked region about 1,000 light-years from Sol. The primary star of that system is a low-energy red dwarf star in which natural resources are likely to be limited. Could this be why the probes exist? Could the aliens be surveying for new worlds to inhabit? And if so, why are they surveying ammonia worlds instead of the much more habitable Earth-likes? Explorers warned about alien first contact. The Federal Astrocartography Department has issued a warning to amateur explorers, suggesting that many are poorly organized and badly prepared. Head of Department Carl Devine made special mention of those venturing to the edge of the galaxy, pursuing ridiculous myths. Explorers have been warned repeatedly to travel armed, advice that is widely ignored. Intriguingly, Devine then went on to mention the possibility of alien first encounters, saying that a grubby, ill-prepared spacer might not be mankind's best envoy. There's been some speculation this week that aliens we encounter might judge us by the ships we fly. For example, if they or their artifacts have been attacked by a vulture, then they may treat all vultures as hostile. So perhaps it would be safest to travel in a hauler. Are alien-powered hyperdrives on the way? MetaDrive Incorporated, which is believed to have been researching new hyperdrive technology and which has been experiencing financial difficulty, has been bailed out this week by the Sirius Corporation. In January this year, Sirius Corporation recovered wreckage from the space liner Antares, which went missing in 3251 while testing a new hyperdrive solution. There's some speculation that the MetaDrive Incorporated hyperdrives may use meta-alloys to achieve far better performance than anything yet seen. However, neither MetaDrive nor Sirius are giving any hints. In related news, meta-alloys are now reported to be more effective than ever in countering the effects of UA bombing. Technicians at New Dawn Station in Ceos claim that a rapid application of meta-alloys within a week of UA infection can completely cure the problem. And that's this week's Alien News. We read the news with tinfoil hats on.